Hello out there. I'm Shy Ranger, aka Slut Ranger, as I currently go by on Ranger Board, and this is Episode 5, Power Rangers Samurai. As we all know, it didn't exactly start out how most were expecting. The promotion leading up to the premiere was no doubt excellent, and with the first episode on a Monday night, home to the show for 3 years, everything was set for a grand return for the franchise. Then, what felt like a third episode came on, and we were suddenly thrown into the show without a proper crash course. Who are these guys? Why are the villains on a ship and apparently want to flood the world? I get that Saban and Nick wanted to go straight to the action for the kids, but it made it very awkward. I liked how they at least decided to start with the mic focus episode and gave us a quick introduction at the beginning. Of course, this season has a big nostalgia factor, which I like. The opening sequence feels very much like when Saban had the show before, with simpler credit shots and no posing in front of explosions or a logo in the beginning, staples during the Disney years. I love hearing the theme, especially during battles and morphing. It works better in the background than as the theme, I have to say, especially with the Rangers Together, Samurai Forever part, which comes off kinda odd. And this is easily the most creative morphing sequence Saban has done since Lightspeed Rescue. Yeah, it's a close duplicate of Shinkenzer's, but it's better than just using Sentai's or making a quick sequence, both of which were pretty routine before Ninja Storm, which you know if you watch the show. I kinda like having a cold open again, and you gotta love fewer commercial breaks. I like that PR once again has its own Zord summoning bit as well. Kinda hoping we'll see Mega Mode used in battle outside the Zords at some point. The cockpit looks good, and the Megazord itself and the fights look nicely done with the Rangers spliced in. The Rangers themselves seem like they have a nice variety to them. I'm glad it's not just about Red, and I look forward to finding out more about our heroes. I'm glad we have some good voice acting again, too, for the villains, especially after RPM changed the generals' voices and most of the bots didn't speak. The Monster of the Day one-liners is over the top, but I'm not bothered by it. It adds a whole new comedic level, and I gotta say, it's fun to see monsters with attitude. Also interesting, they decided to start crediting the Japanese episode counterpart alongside the PR credit. So I give the Team Unites a 4 out of a 5. Regardless of the fact it was first, it was still solid for an everyday episode. Now Deal with the Nylock was okay, an average 3. The plot didn't work that well here, and a little too much direct adapting from Shinkenger's episode. Kevin and Mia spying on Ryan was kinda creepy, but otherwise, I liked that we got to know a little bit more about them. Our first good amount of original fight scenes was cool, and I liked the new scene with Bulk and Spike. Hopefully they'll get to interact with the Rangers soon and not just feel sorta cut off from everything. Going forward, it definitely looks like Samurai will pretty much be Mighty Morphin Shinkenger. It feels good to have the show in carrying hands again, and it looks gorgeous, with HD cameras and higher budgeted sets. The transitions between original footage and Sentai have never looked better. So until next time, check me out at Starman232 on YouTube, shyranger.blogspot.com, and shyranger.com. Later.